Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Would you read together with me the title of our sermon today? A Rewrite of Your Story, based on Psalm 51, our continued sermon series in the season of Lent. David writes in verses 5 and 6, "Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity. In sin did my mother conceive me. O Lord, behold, you delight in truth in the inward being. You teach me wisdom in the secret heart." As we consider our theme, a rewrite of your story, I invite you to follow the sermon outline provided for you in your worship folder today. What kind of stories do you like? There are many different kinds of stories. For example, comedies, mysteries, tragedies, thrillers, romance. What kind of story do you most enjoy? Now, I suppose it might depend on the mood that you find yourself in. However, the best tales are those in which the hero saves the day. The good guy overcomes in the end. The romance is allowed to happen, and the couple lives happily ever after. Stories where truth prevails and justice triumphs, well, those are the best stories. And God would agree. God is pleased when love conquers all, when truth is victorious and the right side wins. In fact, this is the cosmic story that's being played out today before his eyes and yours as well. From today's text, it's very clear what pleases God. David writes, "O Lord, behold, you delight in truth in the inmost being." Truth, and together with that, honesty, integrity, and honor, or what God wants to see in your life and mine. Those are characteristics that describe him. And because we're his children, he wants us to be chip off the old block and be like him as well. Simply recall how God first made humankind. Genesis 1:27 says this, "So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them." The man and woman were made in God's image. That is, they are made to be a reflection. Therefore, as the triune God is all about truth and honesty and integrity, we are also to be the same way. God delights when he sees those characteristics lived out in the life of his children. Now, it's not unlike some of us who are parents and grandparents. As we watch our children and our grandparents grow, don't we delight to see this? They have some of the same looks, some of the same attributes, some of the same characteristics as we do. They are what people call a chip off the old block. And this brings us great pleasure. Some visitors came to see me this week in my office, and they saw the montage of pictures on my door. They saw all our three granddaughters. They all have three distinct personalities. But when they saw granddaughter number two, always with a big grin and always a little devilish, getting involved in things, one of them said, "That granddaughter must take after you, Pastor, a chip off the old block." But wait, are we really a chip off the old block? Well, we are. But I'm afraid the block that we've been cut out of is not described always by truth and honesty and integrity. Instead, it's a block to be described by the words lying, deceitful, dishonest, and sometimes even wicked. What happened? What went wrong? Well, what happened is that Adam and Eve, created in the image of God, fell from that image and rebelled. The fall of mankind happened by their disobedience in the garden. That means that even though they were created in the image of God, they lost that perfect image. And now their offspring, you and me, are created in that image. We call it original sin. Listen to what Genesis 5, verse 3 says. When Adam had lived 130 years, he fathered a son in his own likeness, after his own image, and he named him Seth. So yes, we are a chip off the old block, and that isn't a good thing for Seth or for us. That's because God doesn't change. He continues to delight in truth in the inward being, as David says. He looks for truth in our inward hearts. However, so very often in us, he doesn't find the truth in which he delights. Now, what do you do? Should you find yourself reading a book that you don't enjoy? What do you do when you watch a movie in which you just can't stand the plot or the characters? Don't you so often close the book or turn off the movie, especially when it can only end in tragedy? Well, God, the Heavenly Father, would be right to do the same with you and me. Back in our text, King David, having become aware of his horrible sin against Bathsheba and her husband Uriah, confesses this: O Lord, I was brought forth in iniquity. In sin did my mother conceive me. David says, since I have been a sinner from my conception, I am a chip off the old block, Adam. And God, you have every reason to wipe me out. Be done with me. The book should be closed. The movie of my life should be shut off. Well, though that's what should happen, and should happen to you and me because of our sin, God, in his love for us, chooses to write another ending to our stories. God chooses to write another ending to our tragedies. God chooses to rewrite the story of our life. And he does that by writing into our story a hero to come and save the day. Who is that hero that not only can save the day, but save us fallen and sinful human beings? We know him, of course, as Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the second person of the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. In the fullness of time, Holy Scripture tells us in Galatians chapter 4, in the fullness of time, our Lord Jesus Christ became a human being. He walked our earth, though without sin. He lived a life in which he constantly reflected the perfect sinless image of God. But he suffered most unjust agony and abuse. He suffered for us upon a cross as an atoning sacrifice, a payment for our sins. And through faith in our Lord Jesus, in his life and death and resurrection, there is forgiveness for all of your sins. God, for Jesus' sake, rewrites the ending of the story of your life. David knew about this forgiveness. Even though Jesus' death on the cross would come far after his time, David knew the nature of God to be a forgiver. That's why he confessed his sins to Nathan, his pastor, and received forgiveness. And then David prayed these words of Psalm 51. Have mercy on me, O God. Now notice, why? Listen to David's words. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your steadfast love. According to your abundant mercy, blot out my transgressions. David comes to God on the basis of God's mercy and forgiveness, not his own righteousness. And with his sins blotted out, ultimately, by the blood of Jesus Christ shed for all sinners, David knew that once again God would delight in him. The story of David's life was not over. God was helping David to rewrite the story of his life, the story in which God's truth and mercy would prevail. Now, back in our text, David said this to the Lord, "O Lord, you teach me wisdom in the secret heart." Though you and I remain sinners from conception until the day we see our Lord in heaven, we at the same time now can grow with the help of the Holy Spirit to be people who live a life, to live a story in which our God delights. Because through the Spirit of God, through the power of His Word, God teaches us to be wise women and men. He teaches you and me to live a life of truth, honesty, and integrity. These are qualities that can come out of us as God's new people in Christ, as Christ lives in us. This is what David means when he says, "You put wisdom in my secret heart." St. Paul puts it this way in Colossians 1:27, "Christ in us, the hope of glory." Now, since this is the case, we can seek to provide God with a good story in our life, a story in which He delights. Remember, He delights in truth in the inward being. He is pleased and honored and glorified when we, as His children, restored to His image through Christ our Lord, begin reflecting in our lives the characteristics of truth, honesty, integrity, and honor. That's the story that King David continued to live for the Lord through the end of his life. Now, eventually, David's life would come to an end. We might say then, at the end of his life, Almighty God provided a book summary, provided a movie review, if you would, of David's life, of what he finally saw in David before death. Listen to what the Lord says in 1 Kings 14, verse 8, about David. "And behold, my servant David, he kept my commands and followed me with all his heart, doing that which was right in my eyes." Our good and gracious Lord is helping you and me, even today, to rewrite the stories of our lives. We too, like David, can be a man or a woman after God's own heart. God is pleased, as David says, through the blood of Christ, to give us clean hearts, to give us right spirits. And so we can pray with David these words. Listen carefully. David's song and prayer can become ours. "Create in me a clean heart, O God." Would you say that with me? "Create in me a clean heart, O God. Renew a right spirit within me. Renew a right spirit with me. Cast me not away from your presence. Cast me not away. Take not your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation. And uphold me with your willing spirit." And guess what, my dearly beloved in Christ? Guess what? As God did for David, He does for us. In Christ Jesus, He rewrites our stories for eternity for Jesus' sake. In the name of our Lord Jesus, God's people say, Amen.